Audra Methvin, thank you so much for stopping by the KERA newsroom.
Absolutely, I'm excited.
So what role do competitions play in building a career as an opera singer?
Well, when I first started doing them, it was more for experience to be on stage. The role they play now is just so different from what it was a few years ago. It's exposure, because you never know who's going to be listening to you and who will offer you a contract somewhere or an agent. They can be a total game changer as far as, am I ready? Am I cut out for this? You really have to be at a certain maturity level and confidence in yourself to be able to handle all of the criticism. I guarantee you, every single competition I've been in, I've had at least one judge tell me I looked fat on stage.
Ooh.
It's ridiculous. But the first time I heard that, I was just devastated. To be honest, I went home and smoked a pack of cigarettes.
That's not good for the voice.
Oh, no, no. That was several years ago. But it can really destroy you mentally if you're not prepared.
So how do you prepare for a contest?
I try to not change anything. I don't want to make a big deal out of it, because then I'll get nervous. I try to be as normal as possible. I'll have a beer the night before. Usually they tell us not to drink,
right.
But I just try to be normal.
Could you pick one of the songs that you chose to sing in competition and tell me why you chose it?
Sure. I started with Dove Sono. It's from Mozart's opera, The Marriage of Figaro. I don't want to, I guess, elaborate too much, but I was married for 3 years, and that was a very trying experience. I was really young when I eloped. I was 20, and I got a divorce when I was 24. So there was a lot of life experience in that short period of time. The first aria I presented, it's a countess who's been married for a few years, and her husband is philandering. He's running around on her, and she is just devastated because she loves him. So on some level, I can completely relate to her as far as being married and wanting something that was. I know exactly how she feels when she wants to be loved. So there's a certain wistfulness and vulnerability that I can bring to that character now that I couldn't have before I had experienced something similar. And that's something that I've really learned with competitions, is what sets you apart from other singers, is being able to show and give some of yourself rather than just say, hey, look what I can do vocally.
You're fairly new to Dallas. You just moved here last fall.
Yes.
But you're not new to Texas. You're from Levelland.
I am, yeah.
So was opera a part of your life when you were growing up?
No, it really wasn't. I'm the only musician in my family. My dad has a show pig farm, and growing up, we showed pigs, and it was a great monetary income as kids. You win lots of money at major shows. My family's in Houston right now at the stock
show.
Yeah. But when I've told opera buddies that I grew up around a pig farm, they don't believe me. And they said, well, did you ever sing to the pigs? I said, hell yeah, I sang to the pigs. Nobody was out there except them. So why not?
Oh, that is great.
Yeah. I truly never thought of doing anything else except singing opera. They tell us only the top, 1% of people who pursue this career actually make it. Maybe I'm just stubborn, but I love it. I cannot imagine doing anything else. I know I was made to sing.
Audra Methvin, thank you so much for coming by.
Sure, it was a pleasure.